Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
What's up, movie lovers? It's your girl, Rossi, and I'm back with another awesome show. It's been a while since we've talked gaming news, so we are back and we have a lot of GTA updates for you. Also, you know, a lot of you guys know during summertime, you have your GamesCon, you got many different gaming shows that are out, and they're talking about what's up and coming for the next year or two, so we're all going to give you what we're looking forward to playing. So let's get it. What's up? I have Jedi Master Tuck is with us again. I have Russ. I have Padawan Frito with me. I am Rossi. I'm your host of Rossi Talks Games. And so let's get to it. The first article is let's talk about where GTA won't be played at. So GTA publisher quietly shoots down Xbox release hopes. What do you guys think about that?
I think so. Obviously, Black Ops 6 is going to be coming out on Games Pass. There's lots of AAA games that are coming out on Games Pass. I think it's kind of a missed opportunity. I understand that they like want to make like this huge, you know, set this mark and make a whole bunch of sales and everything. Totally get that. But the fact that they say that it's good, like people are only going to have the subscription for a certain amount of time. If your game's good, people are going to keep your subscription. Right. So I don't think that people are going to have it for, you know, 2 months, play it, beat it, and then, okay, cancel my Xbox games.
Well, especially because GTA, as we've seen, every single one of their games has shelf life. I mean,
yeah.
Everyone has played like those games for years to come, especially 5. We're going on 10 years of playing that game.
Right.
I think, from a business strategy point, I think it's smart on their end.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know for a fact these companies that are putting these games out, they're, you know, Game Pass is, Microsoft is probably paying them a pretty penny, but we all know for a fact they could get way more money just from releasing games themselves and, you know, creating that revenue for themselves, I think. Yeah. I think it's to set them up the way that they need to for the future. I think this will... The money they get from this will help them create Red Dead 2. It will help them go on to further ventures that they want to do. I think that's what they're setting up here.
What do you think about
it? So I heard you first because I thought you said it wasn't coming out on Xbox, and I was like, whoa.
Game Pass.
But they did say there is no release for PC yet. Yeah.
Yes.
But they
usually do release like GTAs on PC.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not curious. I'm just more surprised that I know they haven't in the past and they give it a time to buffer, but like they have a huge PC RP community that I don't understand that why they're not letting them get their hands on it right away, because those communities are what have helped, you know, GTA thrive and flourish the way that they do.
That's true. Right. That's
and just
true.
To clarify, so the deal is in the article by Angarad Redden, he says that it's disappointing news for Xbox players as it has been confirmed the next entry in the Grand Theft Auto series will not be coming to Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass. So let's clear that up. And that was according to Take-Two's publisher Take-Two, Strauss Zelnick. So it came from him. So that's that. But of course, you'll be able to play GTA any and everywhere.
Are there any Grand Theft Autos on Game Pass, though? There's not a single Grim
anyway.
Five.
Oh, there are.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not wow. only five. They have
four. All that.
I'm pretty sure they have a bunch of them on Game Pass because they have like a bundle on Game Pass of like I think three.
The remastered collection.
The definitive edition. There we go.
A bunch of those on there. Which they're not the original games, but they're the games.
I mean,
right. So you guys will definitely be able to play it. You just won't be able to take advantage of the Xbox Game Pass. So
I mean, honestly,
are we upset about that though? I mean, I'm not an Xbox console player.
The only reason I would be upset about it is if they do what they did with GTA 5, which we know they're going to do, and just base it around microtransactions. The whole game is going to be.
That's still not going. That's still going to be the
dollar game free and just. Take all the money you're going to get from.
I agree. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
20 times more than what you would ever make from just selling the game by itself.
I think this is more about ego for the company. Honestly, I think this is more about trying to break records and trying to be that company that is still not selling out and that is still doing it themselves. Because I mean, a lot of these games are coming out with some type of subscription, either for PSN or Xbox. You know, they're just coming to like the exclusives all come with Xbox, and that's amazing. Like, I can't tell you how much that it makes that subscription worth it. That's the one thing I will say. These the Microsoft, and I'm pretty sure PSN has a thing, but they definitely did right by their communities by making these passes because not only do I have to pay for the service, but I'm getting all of these games for free as well.
Right. So I had saw another article, you guys, and I sent it to you guys. This one is so it's a rumor that GTA 6 is making 70 of the buildings enterable in the upcoming title. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's amazing.
There was I saw
that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. There was a picture of the garages on Reddit, I think, and it was opened up. You saw a lot of them that you can drive in, and so fans have been. It's been a theory that fans are like.
I will say, if you can enter, you know, damn near every building in the game, the size of that game is going to be massive.
Well, yes, but that's what I mean. 70. You said 70 buildings, right?
Yeah, 70% of the buildings.
70% of the buildings. 70%.
This 70%. Is a fan theory. So it says here, Grand Theft Auto 6 fans have come up with a new theory that Rockstar Games is set to make 70% of buildings enterable in the upcoming title. It's a fan theory, but there's also screenshots.
Well, they got to play. There's an early... I mean, people have been able to play the game, like an early build of the game.
Right,
and all
right.
That, so...
Right.
I mean, that's kind of how they started building the map and everything because they got like a early fucking, they got to play the game a little bit, got to see early leak gameplay. I mean, I think that's cool. The more buildings you can enter, cool. I just hope that they're not like all similarly designed and stuff like that because like in Battle Royale, like you can go into like a whole bunch of houses, but then like some Battle Royales, like the buildings are pretty much the same. It's just copy pasta and a whole bunch of that same spot. So I hope that like, if you can't go into buildings, obviously some will look the same, but like have like some uniqueness to it, you know?
Right. Yeah. And also, you know, according, this is according to, this article is by Webdesk. It says, a new theory has surfaced on social media where several claim that Rockstar Games might make the majority of the installment of Grand Theft Auto. It is to be noted that that claim about Rockstar Games making a majority of the buildings enterable was first made by a leaker when the first gameplay footage from GTA 6 leaked online before the official release of the first trailer.
So that'd be cool. I mean, I'd like to see like what the buildings actually are going to be and like, you know, is it going to be like a whole bunch of convenience stores and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, I think they're going to try and add a lot more businesses and stuff to do.
I think that'd be awesome.
Because also, like I said, I think that they're taking a page out of the RP communities and like the way they've seen that these communities have modded their maps to have fully functional garages,
warehouses.
I think, you know what I mean? Like, I think they're going to make this as user-friendly and RP-friendly, to be honest, because I think they realize that that's their bread and butter when it comes to this. Even Red Dead has a huge community of RPers that I'm even a part of. I play Red Dead RP all the time. Like, these communities of RPers are what I think is driving their, you know, innovation to try and make as many buildings as interactive as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, if this is the last GTA installment, then I think that they're going to try to give it as much replayability as possible, because
this is it.
You know, this is done. Like, you know, final one. So I think that they're going to try to give it as much. I mean, if you could play GTA 5 for 10 years, they want you to be able to play this for 20 years. You know, that's how they look at it. And they could easily do it.
There's another rumor that this series, it says there's a rumor about a possible third city being included in Leonina, which is Florida.
Ooh.
Let's see, and it says, and among its confirmed locations so far is Vice City, the series, of course, versus the Miami. That being said, fans expect the upcoming title to feature at least another major city, which might be Port Gellhorn, which was mentioned as a couple of times in the leaked development clips. I think they're going to go all out if this is the last installment. I mean, it's going to be freaking huge.
This is going to be a culmination of what GTA has always had to offer.
I think
they're going to try and just go balls to the wall on this one and really go all out guns blazing. Really, I think they're going to show what they can do as a company. I think they're going to finally try and give fans like truly what they want and everything like that. And by going back to Vice City and making it as big as they said, big as they are. Well, we'd say in the comments, like the map itself, but without all these extra things, are going to be 2.5 times larger than GTA 5 map. So like we can only imagine what they're going to be giving us.
Absolutely. Don, we had just discussed the fact that there's a rumor going around that 70% of the buildings in GTA 6 you'll be able to enter them. And that's a fan theory that's going on. What do you think about that?
I heard that same rumor with GTA 5 when it came out. I don't believe it till it happened. Sorry.
You think it may be just...
yeah, they literally said GTA Online was going to be, you could go anywhere you wanted, into any building you wanted. They tried to push that before. I mean, look, if they do it, awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
I love every second of it, but
I need to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if that's what took them that long to make this game, then okay, maybe.
Right.
I like how we started. It was like, we're not going to have any delays with this game. Delayed until 2020.
Delay. Yeah.
It
does feel like at this point it's the easiest game to shit on, but look, I am, and I think we all are, looking forward to this game more than any. Like, I really am. I want to play this game, see how good.
Absolutely.
It is personally. You know what I mean? Like, I really want to know. So I hope it is good. Yes.
I think it's going to be well worth the wait.
Really quick. Go ahead.
I hope the map doesn't have a whole bunch of empty fucking space like Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't want Everglades for half the map. Like, Everglades are cool, but I don't want Everglades for half the map, and then you're saying, oh, it's 2.5 times size bigger, but just like in GTA 5, half of the map is just forest, dude.
My thing is, if they didn't do that, at least give me stuff to do out there. At least make it...
Not 100% the game and then find Bigfoot. That's the only thing you can do in Grand Theft Auto 5 in the forest. 100% the game, and then find Bigfoot. Get the hell out of here. Still think you're going to 100% GTA 5. Not even over 10 years, dude.
You're not wrong, though.
Yeah, Easter eggs galore. Absolutely. Yeah, so many Easter eggs. Okay, so, Don, we're also talking about another rumor that Grand Theft Auto will have another big city that they haven't confirmed. So
that's what I've heard. Yeah, I've heard this one.
You're fucking wrong, baby.
Mute. Jay, mute.
Oh.
Yeah, I've heard this rumor before. I've also heard that this supposedly has like two complete other maps on it.
Yes.
Also heard that rumor.
Yeah.
So again, if they pull it off and it's great, I'm gonna love every second of it. But yeah, look, this game has to be good at this point. It has to be good, because if this game flops after 12 years now of making it, nobody's buying GTA 7 if they ever get to that point. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's buying it at that point. Because, yeah. Like, so this game, they really, so again, hopefully they stop it up. But what map is, do we know exactly what they're saying map it could be?
So what they're saying is, they're saying that, let's see, the Grand Theft Auto series will be a fictional state, obviously. It's Florida. Confirmed location so far is Vice City. And they're also saying that, let's see, that being said, fans expect the upcoming to feature at least another major city, which might be Port Gellhorn.
Okay.
And that was an elite development. Okay.
Orlando and Atlanta as well.
Yep.
Atlanta.
They said they're going to add, or I've heard rumored, Orlando and Atlanta, and I also heard in a rumor,
I've heard Liberty City
going back.
I heard I did hear Liberty City. I heard that was going to be like United States, like they were going to do like where you could go to the other coast. That was earlier rumors of that.
Like 2022.
But it says here that a reader should note that Grand Theft Auto 6 Second City itself is yet to be officially confirmed. And without a clear idea of how big the GTA 6 map could be, if Port Gellhorn area is in it, there is no way to know if there would be space left for a possible third city if they do Port Gellhorn area in this. So
bring back
I do feel that with this being the final game, I do feel like they're gonna go all out. I don't see why they wouldn't go all out. I'm kind of hoping what Don is saying, which is if you've taken this long, hopefully it's because they're doing something huge with the game. Yeah. And that.
Well, and also people, and again, this is, you know, fan, you know, wanting things out of the game, but look, there's no reason they can't do a game where you can go to Liberty City. You can fly to Los Santos. You can fly to where, like, they've already built these cities in the games themselves.
Exactly.
Now, again, you know, gigabytes, all that stuff aside.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to buy three hard drives.
That's the other problem. Yes. How much can they fit into this game, and how much can they actually give us? So, yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Call of Duty is now one of the most massive fucking installations on my Xbox, and I'm just so irritated by it. Like, right. I love the game, but it's just so irritating.
Like, dumbass. I don't know why they've done that.
If
you can fly to Liberty City and San Andreas,
now it's log into Call of Duty, and then you play either Vanguard or Modern Warfare 2 or pick which one you want to play. So the game is so big because they just keep adding the same every new game into the old game. It's weird why they're doing
it. I agree with that.
They do it because they want every game to feel connected. They don't want it to be like how it was before, where once a new Call of Duty comes out, the old one doesn't get updated at all, and they start working on the new one. So if you play the old one, you just feel left behind.
Yeah, but it just gets
they want you to feel like, because now they still update the old ones. Like, if it's only a year old, they still update it. So, like, they want everyone to feel synchronized. No matter which game you're playing, you're still part of the community. That's what they want it to be like.
I'm constantly uninstalling things from, like, Modern Warfare 2.
Same here.
I don't ever want to
always
play.
Always. I was just putting on
I don't want to play that game anymore.
I had to take out a game because I wanted to play Red Dead 2 again, because I didn't really get to really enjoy it. But in order to do that, I had to get rid of, the Grand Theft Auto. I had to get rid of Call of Duty. I had to get rid of a lot of games just to support, that. And that's playing it on the PlayStation 5. I had to get rid of a lot of shit to do that.
I mean,
and also buy an extra space, you know?
These new consoles are going to have 5 terabytes or more on them.
They have to. And speaking of that,
terabyte console anymore. You just can't. These games are 300 gigabyte, 200 gigabyte.
Absolutely.
Also,
like, and that's the space with Grand Theft Auto 6. They spoke about that in an article about how massive it's going to be. Also, go ahead, Frito.
Oh, well, no, I was just saying, like, it just doesn't make sense how they're doing it like this, because it's like all the, like, we can't install all of the games. And on top of that, they're making these hard drives so exclusive. Like, yes. My Xbox, I can't buy anything but a Seagate specific hard drive, and that thing for 1 terabyte is $124.
Oh yeah, they're super expensive.
It's insane. Yeah. I have a 5 terabyte regular hard drive that I paid $78 for back in the day. I was like, and this is like 5 terabytes worth of space, but you're telling me because it's not fucking Seagate, it's not compatible with you? I think it's the worst, I think, thing that they've done with installation things with games, because it's just like you can only have, like, I can download all of the old school games on that hard drive, but anything newer X or S editions, you cannot have on an old school hard drive.
Wow. Yeah. Right, and not only that, if you have games on that hard drive that's not compatible, you have to then delete it off your Xbox, move it to your hard drive, move the game from the hard drive back into the Xbox, and then download. So all the reason of having an external hard drive is out the window at that point.
Yep.
And can we switch and talk about price point?
Oh my God. They just keep going up.
Yeah. $100
now? Well, that's what I was gonna bring up earlier. That's probably why they don't want to put the game on Game Pass, because of the price point the game's going to be at.
Is it going to be $100? Is that what they're saying? $100?
I heard $100. I know that $60 and $70 is out the window. I don't see that. No, it's not going to be that. Which is so insane. I believe it's going to be $100.
I don't get it. Like, $60 and $70 was an extremely reasonable price point.
Yeah.
Like, it's an extremely, like, fine, I will pay $60.
Exactly. And that was a big deal. Game.
Fine, 70 even, cool.
Yes.
But now we're getting into 80, 90, $100 for base level games, where $100, I was able to get a deluxe edition.
Yep.
Right, yeah.
So now what?
And I will pay it, okay? That's the thing, is they know that we're going to pay it. Yeah. Of course we're going to pay it. But, you know, those that can't pay it have to wait. How long before that price is going to drop? Because it's not going to drop for a long time.
So many games are still... Black Ops 2 is still like $60 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like Black Ops 3, like these games that are 10 plus years old, even GTA is still like $50, $60. Like, it's not... Yeah. These games are not going down anytime soon.
Right.
Nope. Right. But not only that, but my thing is, like, you know... So, like, the Star Wars game, Outlaws, just came out. I got the $130 or the $120, whatever it is. It's the second tier. It's not the big one, but it's the second tier one. Because I can't do $150, $60 for the big
single game.
You get two skins. That's it. You get two extra skins. It's like, I'm paying an extra $40 for two skins? Like,
it's like, oh, yeah, you're going, your money's going towards shark cards. Yes. Oh, okay, cool. So you're making me spend extra money to give me money in-game. No. Just fucking give me a better, make the price less.
Right, C-Bar had mentioned that rumors are the game is $100 to $150.
That's insane.
If this game is any more than $100, I truly think they're going to have, that's when they'll have a bit of a problem on their hand, because the average gamer and consumer, parents aren't buying $100
game. Oh, hell no.
You're out your damn mind. And then on top of that, like, I'm sorry, the average gamer who is working 9 to 5 every week can't afford $100 game out of their check. Yeah. And then on top of that, like, this is the hard earned money I've made to play this game. And now I have to hope I have the time to download. And now on top of that, the download's going to take me 4 fucking days to download.
Yeah, right?
No, for real.
Another part of it. When does this game come out? Like July, August?
Oh, so September. Here we are. We have probably. So we have that the game is supposed to be released
for Christmas. And then what? You think gamers are going to be like, oh, I'll just wait 3 months to play GTA? No way. No, real gamers are not going to wait for their parents to buy them this game. Like,
no, they're not.
This solves way too many problems, in my opinion.
So the GTA 6, the new trailer is coming out early December. The game is slated for release in 2025. I think they said the fourth quarter maybe of 2025. Yeah, around maybe autumn around that time. I'm hoping that it'll be spring. They always release it in the springtime, but it definitely is 2025. Trailer drops early December, huh?
It is 100% 2025. I thought one of the articles.
Yeah, I heard it
from 2026.
Unless they changed it. The last time, as far as this article was August 23rd with this article 2024.
I said they're on track.
It was on 2025. Okay. So the trailer comes out early December. The new trailer will come out, and you know, I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, we're not going to play this game for another year. Probably around this time, maybe next year, or it will just not. Yeah. And I will be surprised if we get it around springtime, and I just don't see that happening.
The last Grand Theft Auto that we got in springtime was Grand Theft Auto 4. That came out in April.
It came out
mid September. This will probably come out in September as well.
Right. So. Yeah, but it says, let's see, Take-Two Interactive has suggested that the launch window for GTA 6 is set for fiscal year 2025. In Rockstar's case, this window opens in April 2024. Okay. So, we're coming up on it.
Let's hope.
Yeah, absolutely, let's hope.
The problem
I'm looking forward to it overall.
Too long for this game, and we just don't have any real information on it yet.
That's like, true.
Right.
Yeah, we have one trailer.
We just won't have anything.
It's all speculation.
Exactly. All of this is rumors, guys. It's you know, like Jason said, speculation. But it's interesting.
I've seen gameplay for Assassin's Creed already that's coming out.
Yes.
It's like, you've been working on this game for 10 years, and you can't give me anything?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
That's the weird part.
That's classic Rockstar, dude.
Silent. Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, silent. Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's absolutely. Classic.
They know we're waiting. And I'm so excited to play it. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, sometimes I'll put in the fifth one. They would have done something
this year at, like, GamersCon or something that just happened. Like, you would have thought they would have did something to kind of get the buzz going for it. Because if they're coming into, we want to sell this game in 6 months, 8 months, whatever it is, you got to get people excited. And honestly, I don't know how much the excitement is still there 10 years later when we have seen nothing. Like, I know
I think a lot.
I know people are like want to play it and are excited, but I mean, nobody knows.
Wait.
Like, nobody really knows what we're getting. So it's like,
exactly.
Do I really want to pay? Like, we're just talking about $150 for a game that for 10 years I haven't seen a damn thing about it. It's going to be a tough sell at this point if they don't have something soon.
I mean, it'll sell just by the name, though. Grand Theft Auto will sell just by the name.
Within this year,
Like,
within this year, we need to see a lot.
Absolutely. C-Bar said fall 2025 release, according to Take-Two Interactive. Thank you, C-Bar, for looking that up. Thank you.
A year away, then.
So around this time next year. Or, around this time next year, we'll be playing it. So
apparently, like, people are saying October 4th will be the second trailer of the game. They said August 4th, though, so now they're saying October 4th, so,
Yeah, December. Now it's December. Early December, we'll see the new trailer. So we'll see. We'll see. So that's our GTA news, guys. Anyone else have anything else to say
about GTA?
Super Bowl in Miami this year?
Huh?
What was that?
Is the Super Bowl in Miami this year?
I heard that it is in Miami this year.
That would be a perfect time to drop a trailer.
Wouldn't it be a halftime show?
Super
Bowl? Yeah, absolutely.
That would be huge marketing thing
for a trailer. So.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Okay, so that's our Grand Theft Auto news update, guys. Some rumors, speculation, but aren't we all excited as gamers? We're looking forward to playing it. They play with us. They know that we're waiting, and it's just the buildup is so exciting. So that's that. Now. Yeah. Let's move on to what we're looking forward, other than Grand Theft Auto, games that we know we'll be able to play in the next month, too, or, you know, early 2025. So at GamesCon, there was so many games. So I'm going to go to Don. What games are you waiting for that you're looking forward to playing? And also tell us a little bit about the Star Wars, the Outlaws.
Okay, so imagine this. You get to live in Star Wars world. You get to see people that you know. It's set between Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. So you're in that time period of Jedis are still, well, Luke is around, people are around at this point, I will say that. You know, I'm not spoiling anything, don't worry. and you get to walk around in Star Wars world, open world Star Wars, and ride a speeder and do crazy stuff. Look, I don't know if this is the greatest Star Wars open world game ever that they're trying to make it out to be, but it is a lot of fun to play. Look, I love being in these worlds, GTA, Star Wars, whatever world.
Yeah.
I love just getting into the world and just having fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this game was a lot of fun to play. I'm still playing it. I'm still on side missions right now. I've done all the, you know, main stuff, but I'm kind of on side missions now. And just getting to, like, go on a speeder and drive to Mos Eisley, it's one of the coolest things I ever got to do. I get to go into the cantina where Han Solo shot Greedo. Nice. Like, I mean, it's just cool little things like that that mean nothing, but to me is like the greatest thing in the
world. Absolutely. So, of course.
I love this game so far. I don't think it's the best Star Wars game ever or anything like that, but it does have a good story, I think. I think the story is pretty good. I think the main character is pretty solid for a Star Wars character. My only problem, I would say, with it is actually that she's supposed to be this bounty hunter outlaw, but she is very, like, I'm a good guy kind of thing. So that kind of throws it all. Like, I really kind of just wanted, like, a not a bad guy, but just, you know, like I'm tough, I can do whatever I want kind of thing. And she's just more like, no, I want to be a good. So that part kind of threw me off a little bit. But other than that, I love this game. I really do. I'm having so much fun playing it. Like I said, I don't want to give too many spoilers away or anything, but there's the Hutts. There's the Crimson Dawn. You get to see Kira. That's a spoiler from Han Solo, the Solo movie. Yeah, there's so many just cool things. You get to play with the syndicates. You have, like, you know, you got to build up your reputation with different syndicates. You have the Imperials trying to find you. So a lot of fun. A lot of fun in this game. I'm having a lot of fun. It's really all I can say. Awesome. I love it.
Awesome.
But,
go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I think it's something everybody should try out. I think the buzz around it, I think, is a little too harsh. But I do also understand people's criticism. I wouldn't say anybody's have bad criticism of it. I would just say I think it's one of those games where it's like we want something so good that when it's not perfect, it's like, eh, I got something to kind of complain. I think they did a good job. I think they did a pretty good job. I hope they do a part two.
I'm definitely going to play it. Absolutely. Definitely going to play it.
Yeah.
Brito, what are you looking forward to? What did you see that you're like, I got to play?
So I saw this trailer a while ago, and the release date is still to be determined. But I am extremely excited for Gears of War E-Day. I can't tell you how thrilled I am that we are going back in time to Immersion Day. This is going to see a young Marcus and Dom getting there. Oh my God, to see Dom again. Yeah. Oh God. Like,
awesome.
I'm telling you, I think this is going to save the franchise the way I want it to. Because 4 and 5 were a bit iffy for me. Storylines were a bit watered down. I wasn't the biggest fans of them, but I'm a huge, you know, fan of the franchise. I played every single one. And I truly think Gears of War E-Day is what we, the true fans who enjoyed 1, 2, 3 Ultimate Edition, I think this is going to be the game that we have all been waiting for.
Awesome. Happy about that. So happy about that. Can't wait to play again. A great classic game, Gears of War. And I'm happy that they're not just letting the franchise just die. Bring it back. You know, give us something. That was a great franchise. So that would be a good one to bring back, especially for our new consoles and everything. And
I think it's a good, I think the way they did it is great because I know a lot of people weren't the biggest fans of the story in 5. So I think them going back in time before they give us the continuation of 6 may be what saves the whole franchise, because the way it ended with 5, it was just extremely, there was no like good ending. And you know what I mean? Like, and I get Gears is a dark game, but like, you still felt like once you beat a campaign, you still felt like you came out on top. And I think that one just didn't give you that feeling whatsoever. I think going back in time to E-Day is going to help them progress the campaign or the store overall story.
Okay.
I agree.
Trust. Let us have it. Let us have it. That's why I let you go last. Let us have it.
Call me a COD cocksucker or anything, but call it Black Ops 6. That is the game I am most excited for. And this is, I know every year everyone says this Call of Duty is different. Like, this is the one, except for Infinite Warfare. Everyone knew that wasn't the one, but pretty much everyone's like, this is the one. But like, everyone says that because, like, dude, this is like our favorite franchise. Anyone who's around my age, this was your teenage years. I don't care who you were. My yearbook of eighth grade had a picture of Modern Warfare 2 in there because it was so popular. Like, like, this is my teenage years. I love Call of Duty. Like, I have a very deep relationship with Call of Duty, and I want it to be good. I want the games to be good. The only problem with this game, and I know it's going to be a problem, SBMM. It's always a problem.
What?
The SBMM, skill-based matchmaking.
Oh,
The beta, oh my God, it's cranked up to max. I mean, it's crazy. The game's really good. I mean, the game's awesome.
I've been destroying people in that game.
I've had a hand, you know, dealt ass, and I've been humbled a lot. You know, like, I mean, I've been... Oh, the omnidirectional movement, some people who are
I don't understand that part. Like, so this Call of Duty, with the way that they've introduced the omnidirectional movement, and like, just the fact that I can like
slide
360 slide backwards and like dive at the same time,
people all the time. It's so much
fun. It's one of the craziest things in the world. And like, the other day, I think I never have been more upset set with a 360 no scope when it came at me going sideways. Like, when you get hit with a 360 no scope, that he's just, get down, Mr. President. Like, it's kind of fucking mode. Crazy.
Oh, it is.
But
I did watch the trailer. I'm excited about it. I too am looking forward to playing it.
You get dolphin dive, you know, and shoot at the same time now. It's like, wow, I should have just been Black Ops to fucking dolphin dive and shoot, but.
The only
it's like playing an action movie, dude.
The only thing I'm really concerned about. Oh yes,
is that a thing?
Yeah,
yes.
God of War, Ancient Egypt. Is it really a thing? Whoa.
Yes, it is.
It looks really cool.
Wow, really?
That would be awesome.
I missed that.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Well, they have. They don't have any like. They have like. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay.
It looks pretty cool.
Ah, that's going to be dope. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what, I'm not going to lie, that's coming out very soon that I think is actually going to be really good? Space Marines 2. Like the Warhammer 40K Space Marines 2. I 100% think that that's going to be a freaking amazing game. They have been like talking this game up for so long. The first Space Marine was a great freaking game. And I think this one is just going to finally give the continuation it needed.
Fair.
Nice. I'm looking forward to Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
The new one, Shadows? Is it?
Yeah,
Shadows. Yeah, that one. Yep, waiting for that. You guys know
I love
Assassin's Creed.
Another one we got to see a pretty cool trailer for, I thought.
Yes.
The new Fable.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, yes. Yes.
Definitely. I knew that they were going to do it, but man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing that again. Good. That was.
It looks
good. Those were good times. Yeah, good times when Fable came out. That was.
Could be good or evil. If you evilly start to grow the horns as you get older.
Yes,
It's great to see that coming back around.
I agree. A long
time, I thought, because like they were talking about making this Fable game for, feel like forever.
Ever.
Yes, they have.
And just to actually finally see it come to fruition, I think this is going to be like the classic gamers are going to be like, oh my God, let me get my drinks. Let me sit down for the story mode real quick. Let's go.
Now, there is a game too that I'm also very excited about. It just came out. I have not got to play it yet.
Harry Potter Quidditch Champions.
I'm so freaking excited for that game. I want to play it.
What is this?
Oh, man.
Harry Potter Quidditch.
I don't care. Hell, if it's like 2 hours of fun and then it's worthless. Yes. I want to play Quidditch for 2 hours and have fun. Like, I don't care if the that game is has no
the only thing
quality at all.
The only thing I'm a little, I feel like they should have made this like an expansion to I'm not the biggest fan of the graphics that they used for it. Yep. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm gonna play it, it's gonna be fun.
Right.
But I think that they went a bit too cartoony for the graphics for my liking.
Okay.
Like, it's just it's a made believe world, but I just feel like it should have been they had a good model with Hogwarts, and I feel like they should have just like continued it with that because the flying in Hogwarts was awesome.
Legacy, I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if it comes out on PC, get it on Steam, play it for 2 hours, and refund it.
Yeah, really will.
Absolutely. I want to get a team of like 5 people that I just people I know and just go play a couple matches online. Like, that's really all I want from that game. It's just, you know, play online against other people and have some fun for a couple hours. That's really all I need.
Anyone else have anything to say before we close this gaming show out?
There was this one game that I saw. I think it's just called World War II. It looked really good.
Really?
It's like, start out, you know, on a plane as a paratrooper and everything, ready to go out the plane, get shot, and the engine engine starts to go on fire. You know, you jump out, jump into the water and shit, and it looked really good. It looked super solid. And I think it was just called World War II. And I'm totally down to see a newer World War II game.
And me too, absolutely. The last one
I played was Battalion 1944 when I had it on Steam, and the game died within 2 days.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like Battalion 1944 looks so good, has so much promise, and they released the game, it was super broken, the servers were super broken, and everyone left within 2 days. Like on Steam, like I think the max of it will get like maybe a few hundred players in 24-hour period. So it's,
Don, what are you going to say?
I was going to say there's 2 other games that I do remember seeing now that I do want to talk about. So
absolutely.
One, it's coming out on Game Pass, so everybody can play it. I don't know about PS, but I know it's coming out on Game Pass. Indiana Jones, the new Indiana Jones game.
Oh, I don't know how good this
game is going to be, but just being in that world, being able to be Indy finally in a game, I think is just going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. Absolutely.
The new Dragon Ball, Sparking Zero. The new fighting dragon.
The only thing I'm gonna say real quick about Indiana Jones is my thing is I hope it doesn't play like Uncharted because then people are just going to say it's a ripoff and like they're biting. So I hope it's free.
So it's one of those games where you can just kind of if you don't like it, just whatever, uninstall it. So that's why I think it might be something at least worth playing. I'm not expecting too much out of the game, I'll be honest.
They all play like Scarface, where Scarface looked like it could have been a GTA thing, but it played completely different than GTA.
Right.
I hope so.
It might be something like that. I hope that's like that too, though. Not just another.
I'm definitely looking forward to playing it.
I think Civ 7, like I know Civ is a very niche game, but Civ 7, I think, is going to be really great. Civ has always had a great community. And I'm really excited to see what they do for that. And as well as I am hoping Borderlands 4 is a good game.
After the movie, man.
I don't want to talk about it.
After the movie, man.
It's like that movie.
Bold to release the game right after that.
Dude. The way I see about that movie is I look at it the same way as the first, that Avatar movie where they called him Aang. It just never happened.
That
was definitely not a thing.
Yeah.
What about you, Sack Metalhead? Anything you're looking forward to playing? Let me add you. Are you looking forward to playing anything?
You're muted.
I can't hear you.
All right. Are you
plugged in? There you go.
Okay. The only thing that, if I remember rightly, going off of what Trust said, I believe Saving Private Ryan is in production right now.
Am
as a game.
I saw that.
Yeah, I remember. I remember. And we were like, "Oh my gosh, are they really doing that?" And I was like, "That would be awesome." I mean, I did see that.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Tom
Hanks and everybody to do their roles. That would be freaking awesome.
Wasn't that? Yeah, absolutely. With the game, it did the inside of the game. When they showed a little bit of it, I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, that would be great. That'd be a fun one to bring, you know, to make into a game. The storyline, everything.
I just think that you can never, well, at least in my opinion, I just don't think you can get enough of the World War II video games. Medal of Honor, Call of Duty. I mean, you name it. I mean, there's just... I'm just with the
original three Call of Duties, the World War II, D-Day, every time.
That original World at War was probably one of my favorite.
I'm talking the original 1, 2, and 3 were all
Number two, where you have to swarm Normandy.
That was a lot of fun.
The only problem. World at War is one of my favorites because when you throw a grenade at someone, their fucking legs blow off and shit. Oh, dude, it's so good. I would love to see World at War remastered, dude.
Oh my god,
that would be great. That would be great.
But dude, World at War remastered with the same fucking. Oh my god.
I'm with you.
No, I agree.
Absolutely.
I feel like if they remastered World at War, they need to do it the exact same way so the new players beat the game and then it just throws them into a zombies match. I thought I beat the game.
Goes right into Nocturne in. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Dude, that was the best moment ever. Oh my god.
Yeah, that was cool as shit, dude.
Eating that game and going into zombies was probably peak like gaming for me.
Yeah,
and that was the coolest thing, that the fact that they brought zombies into the game. That was so different at the time. And the way the zombies looked, it was just really good. I remember you were very excited about that, Eli. Absolutely. So
it was the coolest thing ever.
And that's why, like, bringing back the round-based zombies for Black Ops 6 is absolutely, like, I know it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be what we grew up on. But I truly think just getting back to the roots of round-based zombies is where the direction they need to go, because the open map zombies was just not cutting it. The fact that it, like, because I feel like the whole fun of zombies was the fact that you could survive as long as you could survive.
Yes.
But this new zombies, it's basically like, oh no, the gas is closing in, there's zombies all around you. So after a certain point, the gas is going to be fighting you as well, and you just can't survive in it. So like, we're forcing you to end the game. And it's like, that's not the fun in it.
It's honestly just so weird. And I've seen people on Reddit being like, round-based zombies is not what people want, and there's like other people who are like, you don't know what you're talking about, because this is what everyone has been wanting. Like, this is what everyone has been wanting for years, dude.
The only thing I want for zombies more is its own game. Like, that is the only thing I want.
That would be yes.
They did that.
Yeah.
With what?
Zombies Chronicles. It was a Black Ops 3.
That's like all the DLC. I'm talking about the casual, this is the casual gamer, not the people who are like me, who have done their research and their lore and done every single fucking Easter egg. Like, I'm talking about casual gamer and actually give them the story, like, digestibly of zombies, as well as then just being like, oh, and hey, you can do the round-based zombies on this other game mode of it. And, and it's the classic where it's the round-based. Like, give me the story of zombies, especially if you're not giving, like, continuing with these same characters. Explain what the hell happened, because it's a lot.
It is. Honestly, I finished all of the Easter eggs for Black Ops 1 because I wanted to nuke the Earth to see how it looked. I saw it on YouTube and I was like, okay, I have to do this. And then I did all the Easter eggs on Black Ops 2 and beating Origins and getting the fucking cutscene where it shows Samantha playing with the dolls. And you're like, dude, this was fake the whole time. Oh my god. Man, that was fake fucking zombies. Right? I'm telling you right now. 2013, that was the best.
Yes.
And I do like that this year, because back then, there is no, you had to look up everything. You had to find it out from someone else who figured it out. And I had write down like in a composition notebook, what to do on this map, what to do on this.
I had a Bible.
I'm really happy now that they're like kind of giving tasks that people can actually like get a walkthrough, or you can either just find out the Easter egg how you normally would.
Yeah.
See, task, or you could just find it out. So I'd like that doing that to actually help people, because they said like, the number of people who have completed Easter eggs is so low, and they don't like that. So they want people to complete the Easter eggs and know the zombie story. I did all of them up until, because I didn't play all of Black Ops 4, so I did every single one in Black Ops 3.
Unfortunately, I did all of Black Ops
4. Black Ops 3 was just, it was as confusing as the campaign. That whole game is just fucking confusing as shit.
Well,
I didn't like zombies so much on Black Ops 3.
So.
Sorry, side tangent.
It's okay. It's okay. So that's our gaming show. We can literally talk games all day long with you guys. We absolutely are true gamers. We love games. We've been doing this for years, and we are so happy to bring that to you guys, to the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to us all the time. I hope you guys are enjoying our... We'll have more gaming news when we get back to another show in a couple of weeks. But before I leave, Frito, what do you have coming up?
I have been constantly going on Twitch. I have been going live all the time. I'm just about at 40 followers there. It's been 2 months. I'm slowly grinding. I'm doing my thing. I'm getting my PC set up so I can start streaming on TikTok as well. Because I know a lot of people are just getting a lot of views off of that.
Yes.
So keep posted for that.
Absolutely. Good job on that. I'm happy
to have been seeing you posted on Facebook every single time.
Absolutely.
This guy's actually back at it.
I'm just trying. I'm just really just throwing stuff at the wall. Like, I've been having a lot of fun. Me and my girlfriend have been playing It Takes Two on stream. And it's been a lot of fun. Her and I actually playing that together and streaming it.
Nice.
And then I've been doing a lot of Warzone lately because I got back into that.
Nice.
Awesome.
It's not
Don,
fun.
What do you have to put
up? Just look out on the channel for stuff. I have the Geetham Coliseum still going right now. We're about to get that started back up actually a little bit. We kind of took a little bit of a break from there. But yeah, check that out. And check out everything else we got going on over there. Trailers, all kinds of crap's coming. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Multiverse of Geekdom for you guys.
Absolutely.
All day. Trust. Tell us what's new, what's going on, where you at?
Well, same shit, different day, you know, just fucking rank reset in Call of Duty Mobile. So doing that, about to hit Legendary. The season's been agony. The meta is insanely, it's just BP50s everywhere, DRHs everywhere. It just has not been fun. So I've been like kind of switching up, playing some Battle Royale and stuff like that. But one game away from Legendary, used all 16 of my rank shield cards. So I kind of just like took a break. So I was like, you know what, man? I've never been humbled this much. I've been playing the game for 5 years, and like this season has just been, it's a different beast. So I am streaming that though, still over there, on my way to 2K followers. So
nice.
Yeah, man. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It's been going good, and soon, you know, stay posted for news on the eventual switch over to, I don't know which platform. I don't know. I was thinking YouTube, but heard some things about YouTube, and they really don't want streaming to be big.
No.
They don't. They already have the video thing.
The reels are what's their big money maker right now.
Yeah.
That's what YouTube is definitely thriving off of. The best thing, honestly, for streaming is, I hate to say it, but TikTok.
Twitch.
Like, no, Twitch. Not even. TikTok and like is way better. Like, one of my girlfriend's friends started doing the, like streaming a little bit after I did, and she is now on like 300 followers on TikTok.
Wow.
And just like killing it and just playing Sims, like nothing crazy. Like I truly think TikTok is where to like place it.
Twitch, you make the most money. YouTube, you don't make that much money, because if you have people watching streams or not watching videos, you don't get as much ad revenue on streams as you do on videos. So they're kind of losing money. And Twitch has, I mean, I think in the last month they got like 5.1 billion views on streams. And YouTube's up 50%. They're at like 2 billion right now. But Twitch is the biggest one out there right now. So it's kind of, but the thing about Twitch is just, I mean, it's hard to grow on Twitch. It is very hard to grow on Twitch. Everyone wants to stream on Twitch. There's so many streams to watch. So it's very hard to stream on
Twitch.
That's
why I'm saying, like, you have to see what's getting the biggest, like, pulls on those. Like, Twitch is, like, very much, like, big streamers and been taken over by that kind of area. And I feel like the newer streamers are, like I said, just TikTok and just these short form places where they can, like, someone can basically, like, see you real quick. And then if they like you, they tap in. If not, they keep scrolling. Like, that's kind of the way media has been just been now, like, consumed.
Well, that's the nice thing about Trovo. I have people who come in my stream and they're like, "I only come on this stream or on Trovo to watch you." Like this one girl, Cheryl, she says you're the only person on Trovo I actually donate to, and she hit me with a $100 dono the other night, which was really cool. Yeah. It was fucking awesome. So I get what you mean. Like for being a newer streamer, like it's great to be on Trovo because I can get exposure and then I can I have a dedicated audience now to where if I do switch over to YouTube, I know I won't be going over and streaming to myself. Like I'll at least have y'all have some people. So, you know, wherever I switch to, you know,
that's
I know I'll have
also
viewers.
Like making sure you have your fan base and like they'll follow you wherever.
Yeah,
absolutely. Very true. Okay. So as far as I'm concerned, if you missed John DeGregorio and my interview with Matt Barnes, you guys can go and watch that over on the Movie Lovers Unite channel or Rossi's Clubhouse channel. Let's see. I don't have anything coming up as of right now. John and I have shows that we are preparing to bring to you guys. So we'll see what we have for you next Wednesday. Other than that, you can catch me Monday nights on Rossi's Clubhouse, where it's a Sacramento-based podcast where I interview the best of Sacramento, and once a month I bring you someone from out of state that's also killing it. So that's the show, you guys. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. We'll bring you more gaming news. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys being here. And we're going to just suck it, guys. We're going to be out.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.